with the severe weather constantly popping up like every afternoon this week, I'm starting to worry about our TV meteorologists, our TV weather people, Marley. It's a little early in the game for them to start cracking.
Right.
It's a lot of pressure. I worry about them. And so does our writing staff, ladies and gentlemen. For our Tuesday morning top 10 straight from the home office in Granbury, Texas, it is the top 10 signs that your TV weather person may have lost it. It could be at the breaking point if you see any of the following. Top 10 signs that your TV weather person has lost it, such as...
Number 10.
Well, Pete Delkus. And Pete Delkus on your TV, you know something's wrong when he's stripped completely down to his socks and it's only a thunderstorm watch at that point. You know?
Number 9.
Not even to, like...
That would be bad.
Yes.
That would be bad.
Number 9.
That deserves a warning. Number 9. When the news anchors throw it to the weather guy, they say, who cares? Why don't you just go look it up on your phone?
Number 8.
Number 8. Sign that your weathercaster may be losing
That's probably really happening, too.
Yeah. They report record highs expected in this region, and they're pointing at their own head.
Number 7.
Number 7. Sign that something could be wrong. They steal the thunder truck, and they use it for non-thunder-related activities. Oh, you cannot do that!
Number 6.
You cannot. Number 6. During a flash flood, why not? They start playing Will It Float with the news anchor's teleprompters right there. Will It Float, ladies and gentlemen. I bet they would sing, by the way. Every Thursday, straight up at 8 here at Hank FM.
Shameless plug.
It is.
Number 5.
Number 5. Sign that your TV weather person may be losing it. They break into network programming just to tell you that they think the Yeti is such and such on The Masked Singer. They thought it was Robin Thicke.
Number 4.
Number 4. They appear in front of the weather map, covered completely in tinfoil, and warn us about the real threats, quote, from above. Yeah, that's...
Number 3.
Number 3 sign. Oh, the weatherman's losing it. They've clearly broken into Dale Hansen's liquor stash. And we have audio of this.
Well, and I'm telling you guys, you tell me. Listen. I got shotgun here. I'll be the nav. We're going to cut and shoot on a roadie one of these days.
That is out of Houston.
What does that mean?
I don't know, but...
Good listen.
Number 3.
We already did number 3. That's drunk.
Number 2.
Number 2 sign your TV weather person's a little nuts. Suddenly doesn't know the difference between nimbostratus clouds and stratocumulus clouds. And really, come on, man. That's your job.
Number 1.
Number 1 sign, though, to watch out for that your TV weather person has completely lost it during severe weather season. Tomorrow's forecast seemed to focus a bit too much on an incoming, quote, frontal boundary, if you know what I mean. Hey! Doppler definitely detected rotation in that one. That's your Tuesday morning top 10.
On air, online, on the app, or on Alexa. You're waking
good listen.
Up.
Good
KB
listen.
And
Marley, good listen.
92.1
and 95.5. Hank FM.